For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. When COVID-19 happened earlier this year, school districts around the state scrambled to find solutions to some very difficult challenges.
One of the biggest challenges was making sure that the students in our most distant regions or distant parts of the county had access to Wi-Fi. We figured out very early on not everyone did.
That's Tim Waller, the Director of Communications for Greenville County Public Schools.
There are income disparities out there, which does not allow every family to have a computer in their home. So having these school-issued Chromebooks it basically levels the playing field for so many families.
And as families went virtual for education, healthcare also transitioned many services online. Dr. Carrie Cease is medical director for Prisma's Bradshaw Institute for Community Child Health and Advocacy. She says digital healthcare exploded.
The state, our health system, everybody just put all effort towards telehealth so that we could keep people safe at home and outside of, you know, coming into the system. But then we found out the inequities that existed, right? People who didn't have access to be able to connect with us virtually.
That's when Dr. Cease approached Greenville School District about using the Chromebooks for telehealth visits.
You know, we had roughly 50,000 students in grades 3 through 12 that had the school-issued Chromebooks who are now spending all of their time at home. So Prisma saw that as an opportunity to roll out MyChart, a big telehealth service, to roughly 50,000 families. And it worked. We were perfectly positioned for that.
And according to Dr. Cease, the benefit of providing the service through the Chromebooks expanded.
And we knew it wasn't going to be just the child who had access to the Chromebook, that anybody in the family could access a virtual visit through that device if they didn't have a device otherwise. I think this was opening up access that we didn't even have.
But having the device wasn't the only challenge. Video visits only work if both patient and provider have high-speed internet. Greenville County Public Schools was already promoting its school building as a drive-up hotspot location. So they decided to take it a step further. They deployed 450 school buses to serve as mobile Wi-Fi units.
As we used school buses to deliver meals to students in need, we also had these Wi-Fi units on the school buses to where, as they're picking up their grab-and-go meals, they could also connect with their Chromebook and download their lesson plans. I think in the tragedy of COVID-19, I think a lot of opportunity has been created.
Opportunities that Dr. C says didn't just shift the way people think about education. It also changed the way people think about healthcare.
We were able, through one of our physicians who lives in Spartanburg, they were able to talk to one of the districts in Spartanburg and got something similar happening. But I think this is an avenue that we could look at across the state and say, hey, we know not everybody has a computer in their home. How could we potentially use this as a way for them to access care?
The school district says close to 300 students accessed MyChart through their Chromebook from April to June of this year. And that access continued into the 2020-2021 academic year.
So I think this was a really awesome way to open up access for families to be able to seek care in a safe way.
I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. To follow our stories, visit us online at seetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. You can also hear this report on southcarolinapublicradio.org.